The great master Hanshan, Silly Mountain, once said, "Unless you read the Lotus Sutra, you won't know of the pains that the Thus Come One took to save the world. Unless you read the Sharangama Sutra, you won't know the key to cultivating the mind and awakening from confusion." This says it exactly right, because every Dharma that exists is found within the Sharangama Sutra, and there is no potential it fails to attract. It is the essential Dharma for all generations. It is the right seal for becoming a Buddha or a patriarch. A Chan cultivator must thoroughly master this text and understand the 50 skanda demon states that it explains in order to escape the snares of the demon kings. Otherwise, he won't recognize states when they arise, and he will become attached to them and join the retinues of demons. This is extremely dangerous. We want to be able to recite the Sharangama Mantra from memory, and we also want to memorize the Sharangama Sutra. As the saying goes, familiarity leads to expertise. When the time comes, we will gain infinite advantages and inconceivable responses. Anyone who studies Chinese literature must read the Sharangama Sutra. The literary quality of this sutra is excellent, and its meanings are profound. It is a most perfect sutra. There are some pretentious scholars who possess no deep understanding of Buddhism and yet consider themselves experts in the field. They see themselves as authorities when they are not. Without a thorough grasp of the principles of Buddhism, they freely criticize the Sharangama Sutra and recklessly assert that it is an inauthentic sutra. Still, others who may be more conscientious nonetheless parrot the false claims of the scholars, like the blind following the blind. This situation is truly pathetic. Why would anybody claim that the Sharangama Sutra was not spoken by Shakyamuni Buddha? It's because the principles explained in this sutra are simply too true. They thoroughly describe people's problems, thus preventing the goblins, demons, cow-faced ghosts, and snake-body spirits from running amok and exposing them for what they are. That's why certain individuals defame the sutra by claiming that it is fraudulent, destroying people's faith in the Sharangama Sutra so that they themselves have a chance to survive. If they acknowledged that the sutra was, in fact, spoken by the Buddha, they would have no way to follow its dharma. First, they cannot uphold the four unalterable aspects of purity. Second, they cannot cultivate the dharma doors of perfect penetration of the 25 sages. Third, they cannot face the 50 states of the skanda demons. If everyone reads the Sharangama Sutra and understands it, the spiritual powers of externalists will lose their magical gleam. They will seem powerless, and people will no longer believe that they possess spiritual powers. That's why the celestial demons and externalists have no recourse but to slander the Sharangama Sutra and circulate the spurious claim that it is an inauthentic text. Not only do lay people slander the Sharangama Sutra as false, even left-home people perpetuate the rumor. Why? It is because most left-home people have received limited education. Some are even illiterate and cannot understand the Buddha's sutras. This is especially the case with the Sharangama Sutra. Its text is deep. Its principles are profound, so many cannot understand it, nor judge its authenticity. Thus, whenever someone claims that a certain sutra is inauthentic, these ignorant people simply repeat what they hear without giving it any consideration. This is how the Sharangama Sutra has come to receive its undeserved bad reputation. In the past, the rulers of India considered the Sharangama Sutra a national treasure and forbade its being carried out of India. Travelers were stopped at the borders and thoroughly searched, out of fear that the sutra would circulate. Sangha members who were leaving the country were especially subject to scrutiny of the border guards. In those days, during the Tang Dynasty in China, the eminent monk, Master Paramiti of India, after racking his brains and thinking up every possible means, finally hid the sutra beneath the skin of his arm to fool the customs inspectors so that it could come to China. He arrived in Canton and met a prime minister named Fang Rong, who had been exiled by the Empress Wu Zetian and was serving as a magistrate in Canton. Magistrate Fang Rong requested the Venerable Paramiti to translate the sutra. He himself acted as editor and turned out a masterpiece of literature, which he then presented in offering to the Empress Wu Zetian. Just at that time, China was experiencing a scandal regarding the Great Cloud Sutra, a fraudulent text. Empress Wu Zetian concealed the translation in the palace and did not allow it to circulate. Later, Dhyana Master Xian Xiu, who was appointed National Master, sat in the palace one day to receive offerings and discovered the sutra, and realizing its value for meditators in Chan school, put it into circulation. Only then did the Sharangama Sutra finally become known in China. The Sharangama Sutra is said to be the last of the Buddha's sutras to reach China. However, during the Dharma-ending age, it will be the first sutra to disappear into oblivion. Following it, the other sutras will gradually disappear as well, until only the Amitabha Sutra will be left.